Witamy trenera Dmitra Madragowicza i zawodnika Krzysztofa Wajrowca. Prosimy o krótki komentarz do meczu. Najpierw trener.
Budget, and I'm sure that my team didn't say that the last loss. I think that is development during the whole season, and we have space for more. And I'm sure that we will show it. Everything was a good deal before the game. We can do that. And that is easy. Everything is easy. We can finish game earlier than we finish. Just we have had a problem with the free throws. And we will work also about the problem. I'm sure that is not a big problem, but anyway, we must work. So that's it. And fortunately, we will play away, so we cannot give our fans one good game more. But anyway, we will try to in next rounds give more to our fans. Thank you.
Trener jest bardzo zadowolony z postawy swojej drużyny w dzisiejszym meczu. Drużyna wypełnia wszystkie założenia techniczne. Jedyne co, to trochę osobiście słabo rzucali, ale wiadomo, że na to się pracuje. No i trener ma nadzieję jeszcze, że nie powiedzieliśmy ostatniego słowa, że jeszcze mamy szansę na awans do pierwszej szóstki, no i wiadomo jaka jest teraz sytuacja. Będziemy grali jeszcze mecz pucharowy, ale we Włocławku, więc na wyjeździe. Dziękujemy trenerowi, teraz prosimy Akselisa.
Hello everybody, yes, important game with Coach Fell. I just want to say that we can score 3 pointers. For free throws, you have to play defense. So, of course, you have to play defense all the time. But today we showed in second half our defense that we against the offensive team how we can play. And this is our goal. If we want to do something in playoffs after that, so we must, as coach, so we work hard, so we must continue. And with the defense, we can only do something here. That's it. And you see other leaders, of course, Maris played by statistically his game, but Saab, I wish him the best next game, score everything. And now we put ourselves in the situation where we have to hope only that he will score everything next game.
Następną kolejkę, że wszystko się okaże. Akselis powiedział, że w dzisiejszym meczu graliśmy bardzo dobrze. W drugiej połowie zdaliśmy dobrą bramę. Zatrzymaliśmy wszystkich zawodników. No i cóż, no. Czekamy na następną kolejkę. Zobaczymy, co się wydarzy w Zielonej Górze. Czy są jakieś pytania?
Chciałbym spytać się, niezależnie od tego, czy będziemy grali w tej górnej szóstce, czy w dolnej, czy wreszcie na parkiecie pojawi się taki młody, utalentowany i obiecujący, rozgrywający Grzeliński. Czy jest szansa, żeby dać szansę młodemu człowiekowi, który gra tak niebanalnie i tak do NBA, jak mało kto, żeby tutaj też spróbował, że to klasie wskoczyć?
Excuse me, one understand.
I understand.
Hello. This season, probably no. He worked very well, he's young. And then Tiskovski leave us. And change club with Helmin. Which play again. So then Jimmy start to work with us every practice, afternoon, in the morning he goes to school, of course. And also he start to drive license with our hands. So it was okay. And he really starts to work very well. And like I told before games, who visited me before games? Of course you, like always. And I thought that I think that young guys who play in Barcad, Jirinski, Kuba and UGHC also sec, they become better, work very well and also start to win difficult game in second division. So for first season, that's enough for him. Also, Zelinski is younger than Kuba and Zizi, 1 year. So, step by step. I'm somebody who can say that his experience both with young players. So, for him, it's very important to come every day for our practice. And I can say that he plays very well on the practice. If we have a chance to put him in club, we will do that, of course. And so I think going to go, he was in club in, yes, a very big play against the Susco. And if we have a chance, of course I will push him and also I will push him on the court. But in general, for him is that season is too early. But I can tell you he passed with us 4 months, 3 months before period, all the time. He worked with us. His example, because I every time I see you, and it doesn't matter, but I can explain. For example, he played very well first our game against Paul Kaufman on Iran. He played very well. Everybody was really, really happy, but not so he, everybody, every young man. But competition is competition, so big pressure. It's not good for young players, especially now, but during the season, also after season, post-competition period, the most important period for developing young players. When we play, I don't know who they were, but anyway, it's good for them to play this moment with young players. And then, after 2 seasons, when he finish next prepare period and basketball camp and everything, will be really, really ready to give us some, you know, mark. Good explanation for Jelinski and for every young player.
Kiedyś tam będzie grał.
But anyway, you care just about Jelinski or you care about another young person? Just a minute. Okay. No. Right?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much. And also, come to practice this.